You know, if you haven't checked out What Chaos yet, you oughta, because we've had all your favorite players on the show. I'm talking Seth Jones, Linus Solmark, Connor Bedard, whoever it may be.
We're live every day on YouTube at noon Eastern, but also available on all podcast platforms, including the one you're listening to right now.
We got guests, and yeah, we're also doing a bit of chit-chat, goofing around, laughing at what makes us laugh in hockey.
So regardless of how deep you are into your hockey fandom, come listen to What Chaos. We'll talk about your favorite team, we'll talk about your least favorite team, and everybody in between, and we're having a ton of fun doing it every single day, Monday through Thursday. It's What Chaos, presented by All City Network.
Broadcasting system alert. Gabe Landeskog has signed for 8 years over $7 million to stay in Colorado. Please stay indoors and protect your family from the Adonis himself.
Welcome in to the DNVR Avalanche podcast. Very excited to be doing this show right now. The entire Avalanche world can breathe a little bit again as Gabe Landeskog's deal is officially done. 8 years, $7 million per is the official mark it comes in at. We'll get into all of the nitty-gritty details right now. But what's
ooh, I love that top comment. Sucks to suck, Cody.
So, Operation Male Model is still in full effect in Colorado. Is that the big takeaway here?
Yeah.
What are your two feelings on it? Just snap feelings before we get into any details here. Relief, happiness.
I mean, I'd never had a problem going to 8 years. I am surprised the Avs did, but for me, it's a lot of relief. My concern was always going to be the locker room and the fallout of losing Landeskog, and now don't have to worry about that because it would have been very difficult to replace him. Should yep. Say that.
Perfect tweet right there. Look, this is Gabe Landeskog is now the captain of the Avs for life, basically, with this deal. He's going to probably play out the vast majority, if not his entire career, in Colorado as the leader of the team. It's dope. Glad that it's done. Allie hype from the bar.
So I saw the news and I yelled. We were downstairs at the bar. It was trivia night. And everyone at the bar went crazy, which is so dope. Just fits the DNVR Denver sports vibe. Everyone's like, oh my God, yes, we got him. And it's very fun. Great news.
There you go. Just another reason to be at the DNVR bar on a random Tuesday in July.
Trivia night, too.
Yeah, trivia night, too. That's true. Getting Gabe Landeskog or my trivia questions, which one was more difficult?
It'll be a trivia question in the future.
True. How many years did the Avs sign Gabe Landeskog to on a random Tuesday in July?
What day? What time?
This one did come in pretty late, especially for the 8 years here. Literally right at the buzzer, basically, to get an 8 year deal done. When did Fridge actually tweet it?
Let's see.
Yeah, I'm not sure the exact moment in time.
9:36.
So he got it. That's 15, 19 minutes, something like that, before you could no longer do an 8-year deal with a player from your team. So when you talk about going down to the wire, this one did it. Yeah, there you go. If there's never been a better time to buy the Man Rocket shirt than in this moment. So get yourselves over to the DNVR locker and buy a Man Rocket, because maximum vibes indeed. Exactly right. All right. So let's get into it. Obviously, 8 years is a very long time. It's going to take Landy all the way into his mid-30s. I believe he'd be 36 in that last year. Is that correct? So, AJ, you've been smiling like a school child over there. Are you going to say something, or are you going to just keep smiling?
I don't have to say a fucking word.
The smile is worth 1,000 words on that one, perhaps, for AJ. But, look, obviously, I think we're all pretty happy with the deal. There's concerns about the way he ages out, but that's a cross that bridge when you get there. Am I right, Evan?
Yeah, that's that's for future Evan to worry about in at least 5 years, I would think.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely not a problem in the immediate, as the Avs are.
And if they win a cup next year, the year after, don't care.
You pay that dude in perpetuity forever if they win a cup in any of the next handful of years, basically. It doesn't matter at that point. I mean, term, sure. I can understand why people would have a problem with it, but there's got to be no one has to have any trouble with the AAV here, right? $7 million per, pretty much a slam dunk number that we have been talking about on this podcast for over a year now, basically. So
what do I do here?
Whatever you want to do, dog.
Do I have some grace? Rise above it?
Do you want to be graceful, or do you want to dunk a nerd? He can't make up his mind on this one.
Now he knows what he wants to do. He's just
not sure if he should do it. I see.
All I know is there have been a lot of things said about me over the last couple of weeks here. I don't hear any of them saying shit right now. Probably because I got these big ass headphones on. But the next time that I confidently stand behind my reporting,
trust it.
There's a reason for it. And maybe the next time that somebody wants to believe that they're closer to the situation than I am, they'll be right. But in this instance, they weren't.
Slam dunk it.
That easy. So, you know, I am a... I like to rise above it. But
would you say you like to ascend as one?
Nobody likes to say
that. This is just a it's a good night. It's a good night. Satisfying night. It's nice to be on this end of it.
Yes, I don't disagree with that at all. Could have been a very different vibe had this gone into tomorrow and he'd ended up not with the Avs. But thank you for all the super chats, by the way. I know everyone's hype out of their minds. We appreciate it. We see all of you. You're all dope. Everyone tuning in here. AJ, you want to get into some of these JFresh numbers here on Landy's deal?
Yeah, let's pull that up.
All right, here we go. So this is looking at the projected WAR for Gabe over the next, well, the life of this contract, essentially. Now, keep in mind, this is projected. Nothing is set in stone, but you can see the 8-year, $7 million cap hit. The immediate returns are expected to be relatively similar to what the Avs have been getting out of him in general.
I think what I found the most interesting about this, it was not necessarily the projection itself, the aging curve itself. It was the tweet alongside of it that got cut out. Where he says some serious risk involved here with the term, not to mention the fact that he's played 86% of his minutes in the past three seasons with one of the best centers in the world. I'm a bit surprised that Colorado gave him the full eight. So my number one point here to this is, so what? Is he not going to continue to play with Nathan MacKinnon? Because if he's producing high-end results playing next to Nathan MacKinnon, and he's going to continue playing next to Nathan MacKinnon, it feels weird to be like, well, he's played all these minutes next to Nathan MacKinnon.
Yeah, the high-end results should continue, right? Like, I know, never do math on air, but it seems pretty straightforward. Yeah. That
the one. The big thing here is, like, that's the age, the 26 to 28. That's like, if you go through a lot of players' careers, that's when they're at their absolute best.
All right. I'm told we have a dunk in the background.
This is amazing. Shout out Michaela Saul, and she's like, wait, you have to bring this up.
That's pretty funny.
That's what it feels like when you play next to Nathan MacKinnon for another 8 years. Also, I think that's how Gabe's feeling about that right there.
Yeah, so. That's absolutely what Nathan MacKinnon is doing wherever he is right now, as he's getting ready to play Fortnite, I'm sure. No, in all seriousness, though, this is like, there's risk there, right? And we've talked about this a bunch on the show. Like, oh, how does he age? There's also, like, because it's an 8-year deal, look, the salary cap is staying flat forever. At some point, all the TV money and the Seattle money is going to kick in.
Yep.
And that stuff is going to accumulate over time. Eventually, those revenues, the players will essentially pay off that credit card debt. They'll get to it. That cap's going to go up by the end of that deal, barring another pandemic. Like, you know.
Yep. Extreme circumstances would have to.
So, you know, by the end of that deal, you say, oh, well, he's not worth it. You know, he may not be a $7 million player. What we're looking at is a $7 million player today. But by the end of that deal, $7 million won't be $7 million.
True.
You know, it won't be the same as it is right now.
Hold on, little Rex Cam for the Landy signing here. There we go. Continuing through that, though, like, I guess where do the Avs stand with this Landeskog contract? Because let's be honest, the goal immediately for this team is to go win a Stanley Cup, right? You're not thinking more than a couple years ahead, really. Obviously, they want to make their window as large as possible, but if this is it, let me put it to you this way. If the difference in getting this done and not getting it done was going from 7 years to 8 years, was there any hesitation from either of you?
No.
No.
All right.
Obviously, they went to 8 years because they were like, listen, we have to get this done. This is our time, and we need our captain.
Yeah. And, like, what do you what do you do if he leaves? Like you mentioned, like the locker room, you're so worried about all these things that could happen. Like Tyler Johnson just got traded for Brent Seabrook tonight.
Yeah.
Like Brent Seabrook's contract was god awful when it was signed. And now the end of it, the end of it is spent going out and getting a decent player in Tyler Johnson.
You watched Anton Strahlman get dumped onto Arizona like 2 days ago. You've watched so many contracts, even in the flat cap situation with teams knowing what to expect. There is always a team out there at the bottom that will take the cap hit for you if you pay enough.
Straight up, man.
So,
by team like, you mean you're Arizona?
So worried. You're so worried about what's going to happen 8 years from now, or how the player is going to look, and this and that. Like, look, when Ryan Suter signs his 4-year deal tomorrow in Dallas, we're all going to be like, dude, and it's going to be entirely about how he ages and what the end of that contract looks like.
Yep.
It's also going to be kind of iffy because it's like how much closer does Ryan Suter get Dallas to the Stanley Cup? How much closer does Gabe Landeskog get the Avs to the Stanley Cup? You're the Avs right now. With Gabe Landeskog, where are you as a cup contender? Like even if you're among one of the team's biggest haters.
Yep.
Let's just say they're top 7. Okay, let's say that they're among the top 7 teams. Without Gabe Landeskog and with the unknown of what they do with that $7 million and how they spend it, blah, 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 blah.
Sure, sure. With Gabe, are they
how
not
much, where do they go?
Top 4, right? Yeah.
Where do they go? Like, you don't know what they're going to do. You don't know how they fill that role. You don't know any of those things. Are they still top 7?
Probably not, right?
Look,
like, I know they're significantly worse without Gabe Landeskog. Maybe they go out and flip for Matt Tkachuk, and then it's a different conversation. But in a world where Landeskog is just gone, the Avs have gotten significantly worse as a hockey team. That is something that they would have trouble filling without paying a lot for and would certainly miss. So now they don't have to think about that ever again.
Straight up. And then, you know, you fast forward a year. They've got to do the same thing. They've got to find the same kind of sweet spot with Nathan MacKinnon.
Yep. Exactly right. It's as Chad is kind of working their way towards this as well. A little over $12 million in cap space left for the Avs with this deal done. They still have a handful of things to do. Saad and Grubauer being the two UFAs that are left unsigned at this point that are relevant in any case. And then they need to sign Tyson Jost and Connor Timmins RFA deals as well. $12.38 million left to do whatever they are going to do there.
Yep. So right about $12.3 million. Got to get a goaltender, Jost, Timmins, and then whatever else you're going to do. Now that Landy's done, offseason looks a lot easier, right? Like, your top line is still together. So now you're replacing a second line left wing, a third line right wing. Sure. And if you want to be, you can be done on defense.
Yeah.
You've got two forward spots that you can fill. Now, if you want, Alex Newhook can take one of those spots.
So could Martin Kaut.
So we'll see.
Yep. If they wanted to. It just depends.
I mean, you've got a number of young guys that could push in there. You know, I mean, we're expecting Mikhail Maltsev somewhere on the roster. You know, maybe an Andreas Wingerli. We'll see. But this is it. Like, these are your guys. Like, there are certain guys that you just keep.
straight up. They're integral to the fabric of the organization, right? It's for many of the new age of Avalanche fans, especially, they don't even know what an Avalanche looks like without Gabe Landeskog. They've never seen that team exist.
It's true.
So there is certainly a little bit of that factor to it as well. But I don't know. I think mostly this show is just us being excited that mm-hmm. Landy's back and done.
So I'm sure. Like, look, you lose this cat. You have an identity crisis, not just in how you play, but in who you are, like who the soul of your group is. Who's your heart? Who's at the center of it? I know there was a lot of oh well, Nathan MacKinnon. This becomes Nathan MacKinnon. Look, Nathan MacKinnon is best served in the role that he's in. Yeah.
Let him be the helps set the on tone. The ice. Yeah.
He's part of your leadership group, but he's not. And like he's your best player, but you don't. He's not your heart.
He's not the dude that faces the media every day, right?
Like, not your heart. And that's what they just did, is that they ensured that their heart is still there.
Evan, anything to add, or that nails it?
No, that nails it exactly. That was always, my concern if he did leave is, how are they going to come back from this? Because, they would have had some sort of backup plan. You're not going to find a player like Landeskog, but you're going to have some sort of a backup plan. But it's more the off the ice in the locker room thing that I talked about when I was on the pod last, that this is – everyone always raves about this is the best locker room I've ever been in, all these players that come here. And Landy is a huge part of that because he is the guy that runs that locker room. So
I talked to Ian Cole when he was here about what it was like – how captain wise, how he kind of matched up with Sidney Crosby, right? Like in terms of leadership and all that. And Ian Cole, obviously Sidney Crosby has done everything. He's accomplished everything that a hockey player could possibly dream of accomplishing. And Gabe Landeskog is not there. But I was asking, as a captain, what are some comparisons? And he said, that Landeskog is kind of the adult in the room when they needed to be, that he's the guy that everybody turns to. He's the guy that stands up and he sets the emotional tone for that room, but also that he gives room for guys to be themselves too. As a leader, he's been beloved in his time in Colorado, and it's really hard to separate. You talk about as a player, he's 86% of his minutes are next to Nathan MacKinnon and Mikko Rantanen. Huh? I'd be willing to bet freaking 86% of the minutes that he plays the next 3 years are probably also in that same situation. But he is like your heart and soul there. And it's really, really, really difficult to separate Landeskog, the captain, and Landeskog, the player, because of how
intertwined both of those sides of him are to the organization. Yeah.
How important he is in those facets. And it's really difficult to value that money-wise.
I know the whole 86% of his minutes thing, it's like, okay, well, you guys realize MacKinnon and Rantanen probably benefit a lot from Landeskog being on that line too. So it goes a little bit both ways.
That's the funny thing is like we saw Nathan MacKinnon and Mikko Rantanen without Gabe Landeskog.
Yep.
Sven Andrighetto was on that line.
It was an adventure.
What happened when Gabe Landeskog got put there? The entire organization lifted off.
This happened.
Right. There's a 92 on one of those helmets for a reason.
Yep.
None of them were the same before they got together.
Pretty much.
None of them were the same. And they've all been the best versions of themselves together.
I do have, compared to JFresh, Dom also posted a bit of a projection that is considerably more favorable towards Landeskog here. He projects out, essentially, Landy should be worth his money for at least 5 years, based on Dom's projections.
Well, and then if the salary cap goes up, then... Yep.
Then it's a smaller cap hit, and yada yada.
Right, and smaller percentage, and blah, 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 blah.
So, without getting down into the mathematics of it, there's a very solid chance that outside of maybe the last couple of years of this contract, it's a great deal. Or at least it's a value deal. The Avs are getting their money's worth out of it. So
I'm just so glad that we don't have to do a whole podcast all day tomorrow where if he had signed with someone else, it would have been like depressing.
That would have been
now tomorrow is basically going to be goalie podcast, essentially.
Well, and it's like goalie watch, but it's also like, what else do they do with that money?
Yep. Where do they want to splash the cash, basically? Of course, you know, some of that will be goalie.
Are there other deals that they have in the works? Is there something else that they're going to be up to? Like, what's, you know, what's happening there? So they still have a lot of decisions to make, but it's this was a super important piece of business that just had to get done. It just had to.
Yep. All right. Chat, I know I'm not at the bar. C is for captain, but C is also for chug. So this one's for Landy, I suppose.
Awkward silence.
I'm sure they could hear me swallowing. It'll be fine. It'll play well on the podcast, I believe.
I don't understand how you can look at a team that's got the salary cap space that they do and say they can't afford Philip Grubauer.
They absolutely can afford Philip Grubauer if they want to. It's just they have a decision to make there.
Yeah.
C is also for cup. That is true. Yeah, tell everyone at the bar to drink for Landy, too. I don't want to be alone in this, but... There you go. If you're trolling, you're just getting the hammer today.
I mean, a bunch of these dudes have already rolled in and out of here, and it's like, whatever.
Yeah. Look, we have like 600...
I've already put a lot of them in timeout. So.
Yeah, we have like 600 viewers. We're full Twitch chat at this point, all right? You just move on from those people. You don't even acknowledge.
Yeah, if you're gonna be small, be small.
Yeah. All right. Anything else you guys want to cover with this Landy deal here, or is the hype cast ready to jump off?
I mean, the 7 million. I feel like genuinely the 7 million is a really, really good price point.
Yeah, I think so too.
I mean, it's the number we always kind of talked about. It's just that eighth year, really, more than anything. There's always the Anders Lee deal that we looked at, and they just added a year.
Yeah. And I think it's interesting that, like, look, it took all day. It took forever, right? Okay, great. But
nobody cares how long the eighth year. As long
I mean,
as
they gave done. They yeah. gave the eighth year. And I think that's important because there's been this, you know,
stigma that they won't do that.
You're right, like this growing, like, oh well, the Avs won't go eight.
They just did.
I think AJ has a saying about deadlines, or
they might spur. They're
about 22 minutes away.
They got close there.
The deadline was looming. On
that they got close there. So, the people that like it's an awful deal. Look, okay, like Gabe Landeskog got a raise of $1.3 million, like right in that range per year.
And he absolutely would have gotten more tomorrow.
And he's been just below a point per game player for 3 years. He's a really, really good two-way player. He brings a lot of different elements to the game. And again, he's not going anywhere. Like, I'm just it's just the – it's just the epitome of stupid to decide that immediately off the bat.
This is a
bad deal.
You can't possibly look at what he's done in his career and say that this is a bad deal today. You can project all you want, in year seven, this may be a horrible deal. This could be a horrible deal in year three. We don't know. But
if it goes the way of the Dustin Brown deal, we're going to feel real bad for a while. And then the end of it is just randomly going to get totally fine again. Just
be good again.
You're just going to be like, all right, well, that's, what can I do? I will always wonder, like, I wish I could just rip open the multiverse and pop into it and just see what he would have gotten on the open market. But it doesn't matter. It's the same thing as
that's a universe that we never have to think about again. Yeah.
There's no tampering, but Landy knew what he could have gotten out there and he decided to stay. That's
every team talks to their dudes, whether they admit it publicly or not. Everybody has talked to people. So
yeah.
He's in Colorado now, and that's the end of that, I think. At least for the foreseeable future.
Yep.
Yeah, look, I'm hype. I hope all of y'all are hype. I'm excited for tomorrow. There's like a ridiculous amount of you in here. Please join us tomorrow. We'll be live all day long, just shooting it, talking about the other free agents and not Landy, thankfully.
Mm-hmm.
So, should be fun tomorrow. We're going to get off this hype show. Had to do it because Landy got done. We're here for it. It does feel good to be a gangsta. Confirmed. Thank you, everyone, for jumping on, joining the hype. We appreciate all of you that were cool in the chat. The rest of you can get lost. Like and subscribe to the YouTube as well.
They're already lost, bro. They're hanging out with us.
We'll start right around when Free Agent Frenzy starts, so 10 Mountain.
Yeah, we're planning to go live right about 10. 10 Mountain, yeah.
Yep.
Going to
have an adventure tomorrow. Yeah.
I'm going to get fucked up.
Oh, here we go. Now we're talking. Got to go buy some more beer. So, should be fun tomorrow. Hope to see y'all there. Thank you for watching and listening on this one. We are out of here for tonight. We'll talk to you in less than 12 hours, probably. See ya.